Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS. Listen now as Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen talks with entertainers, authors, speakers, and everyday Americans about the issues that affect you. Be a part of the program by calling 718-506-1944 or instant message your question and comments to our show chat room and interact with today's guest. Now, from his secret broadcast bunker located somewhere beneath the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here's your host, Burke Allen.
On today's show, we're going to talk about communications. It's an art that we can all use a little polishing on, and whether or not it's communications between you and your spouse, communications with your coworkers, with your employees, with your kids, especially if they're teenagers. We can all use a little brushing up on our communication skills. And our guest today is Wendy Sharpman. She is a communications coach and the founder of Coaching for Effective Communications. The interesting thing about Wendy, though, is she's got a communications background that many of us don't have. She's a working actress and has spent the last couple of decades in film, television, and theater. So as a speaker, coach, and trainer, she knows of which she speaks. Hello, Wendy.
Hi there, Burke. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. I should have gone on IMDb and found out all your dirty little film and television secrets.
Oh, those dirty secrets are there.
Wendy, let's get right into communications. Now, you obviously have a background in communications in theater, in film, and in television. But this whole concept of a communications coach or trainer is a pretty regular occurrence today, not so much just a few years ago. So for our listeners who may not be familiar with what a communications coach does, tell me, you know, what's a typical work day for you when you're doing that?
Okay, it is a burgeoning industry. And what I found was after teaching an advanced acting class for non-actors, I had people come up to me at the end of a class, this was in Philadelphia, and say, you know, I've got this keynote speech to do in Washington at a conference next week, and I'm scared to death. Do you think you can help me? I'm all over the map. I can't organize my thoughts. And that kind of started the ball rolling, because then that led to other referrals, and now I'm working with all different kinds of people, nonprofit leaders, business, small business owners, entrepreneurs. I have a 17-year-old new client who started a T-shirt business, the proceeds of which go to a division of UNICEF that she's interested in. So it's really wonderful. I work with so many different kinds of people.
Our guest is Wendy Sharpman. We're talking about communications today, and if you'd like to find out more from our guest, our number is 718-506-1944. Now, your background is an actress, and you've done that for quite a few years. Had to have, you know, some impact on you deciding to teach communications. You know, how did those two things sort of come together, and or are they completely separate?
Oh, I think it's a real amalgamation of my skill set, which I'm gratefully happy for having discovered. You know, sometimes you can't put your finger on the thing that you love to do and be able to make a living doing it. So because I have this theater background and I also have a master's in education, it really blends my teaching skills, which I love to do. And I love to see people access that part of themselves that engages and is able to connect with an audience. So it's really wonderful work for me.
Now, Wendy, you talk about communications coaching, and I'm sure that can take a whole lot of different directions. Do you work with individuals on their verbal as well as their nonverbal communications?
Yes, I work on body language. I work a lot sometimes on designing a speech, how to put it together. A lot of editing and writing goes into that. And also how to put uniqueness into it, how to access themselves in the speech so that they're really connecting with the material. And then how to engage an audience by really communicating to them and making sure that you're speaking to them and what they're looking to hear.
Now, we're based here in Washington, D.C., in our little broadcast bunker somewhere hidden beneath the Capitol, and this is a town that is just crawling with people who give speeches and need to communicate their talking points on a regular basis to their constituencies and to national television and radio audiences. I bet when you watch the news, you on a regular basis see politicians totally shoot themselves in the foot and butcher their talking points. And you must just roll your eyes sometimes and wonder what's going on here.
Oh, sometimes it's just excruciatingly painful to watch. I mean, I could give you some examples, but maybe we shouldn't name names. But
oh, go ahead. I won't tell.
Well, let's for a perfect example, let's take the governor of Arizona. I mean, Jan Brewer, she just froze. I mean, how can you be the governor of a state and not be able to have a press conference? I mean, it's just unbelievable to me. And
sure.
The fact that they didn't prepare her for that. It's just unbelievable. I mean, you can look at Sarah Palin and writing on her hand. I mean, I don't want to have my political associations come into play. I'm sure there's some Democrats who've done the same thing. But it's just unforgivable, and it's just amazing to me that you have that kind of exposure and you're not ready. You know, you have to be ready.
You know, our previous president, George W. Bush, was beaten up an awful lot around the country for this smirk that he had when he spoke and his difficulty in communicating his points. And folks that we know here in Washington, D.C., who know him personally, say, you know, he's really an intelligent, kind, compassionate guy. He just could not come across that way. Is that partly, arrogance on the individual's part to think I don't need coaching? Or is it just so much more difficult, Wendy, for some people to be coached and to get better than others?
I don't know about George, but I have a feeling that he probably was resistant to doing the work to make it better, because everybody would say about him that he was the kind of guy he'd love to hang out and have a beer with. And you could have parlayed some of that into his communication, which was there to a certain extent. But, you know, there's a formality to a certain kind of press conference that you need to have some polish. And I think that just didn't happen for him. And I think he was too extemporaneous, and he relied too much on off-the-cuff expressions. And there are situations where you just can't do that. You have to be better prepared.
Our guest is Wendy Scarfman. She is a communications coach, and we're going to talk to her about how her communications coaching could help the average everyday person on Main Street improve their communication skills, their business, and their life right after this on The Burke Allen Show. Hang on.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You can also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com, and experience Dark Force.
All right, 718-506-1944, the number to call anywhere in North America. Wendy Scarfman is our guest today, and she is an actress and communications coach that helps you speak better when you got to do it. And I say that, you know, very frankly, Wendy, because, you know, so many people, and I just talked to a CEO on Saturday of a very large company, just hate to speak in public. And I had read somewhere that that is the number one fear among most people. They'd rather get a shot, you know, from the doctor with a big old needle than have to get up in front of people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know the Jerry Seinfeld expression, you'd rather deliver a eulogy at your own funeral than have to get up and speak in public, you know. So it's true. It's true.
When you work with people, and certainly we've talked about politicians and celebrities who have their own gaffes, they're out in the public eye an awful lot. But I would assume a lot of the people you work with are average, everyday Americans. Why would, you know, Joe Schmo on Main Street USA need a communications coach?
Because if you're out there, if you have a business or if you have a new product or if you're just out there wanting to give your message away freely, you are doing yourself a big disservice if you're not communicating that in an articulate, engaging, unique kind of way, because it just dispels or it dissipates the message of what you're trying to say. And many of my clients now are getting into making videos. You know, YouTube has just gone viral and website videos, and so many of them come off as robotic and monotoned, and it completely takes away from the value of what you're trying to communicate. So I work with people now a lot on video production.
And speaking of video, I would assume that, that watching video of someone speaking is a great coaching tool for you.
Oh, absolutely. I train with a camera, and we'll stop and look back because, you know, you can see a lot of times you can't see what your body's doing. You can't see how much you're moving your head. If you're not smiling or if you're not using your eyes, which are so much a part of really getting into connecting with an audience. So it's a great tool to be able to really teach when you have the ability to look at yourself.
So in that case, then, it's similar when you review tapes with individuals to help their communication skills. It's similar to what a pro athlete's coach might do, you know, looking at the instant replay and going over game film to help them improve their performance. Very similar with improving your communication skills.
That's a great metaphor. In fact, I may steal that from you.
That's all right. That's allowed.
Okay.
If you're a business owner and you have been asked to get up and speak at your local Kiwanis Club or other service organization, you know, to do a luncheon, and you really hate these things and you feel obligated to do it, can you give us a couple of quick tips that you would recommend that some of our individuals who are listening might be able to take in to enhance or punch up their performance and make it a little bit stronger?
Sure. One of the things that I use a lot is to encourage people to start a speech by asking a question. It can be rhetorical, but I think sometimes if you're really asking the question and you get several people to respond, it immediately relaxes you because you're engaging with someone. And I think I say this all the time, that the trick to fear is converting it into connection. And so if you ask a question and someone responds, then you can just go on to the next point because you've already started to relax. The second thing that I would say is to find a short story that connects to your talking point that is engaging and wonderful and about an individual that you describe and even has a bit of dialogue in it and connects you back to what you're talking about, because everybody loves a story and every great speaker is a great storyteller.
Makes perfect sense. All right. I'll remember that the next time I have to do it. I will ask a question first and look for a great story. Wendy, if someone listening would like to get in touch with you and find out more about your services and sort of an introductory way to get involved with what you do, or just find out more about being an effective communicator, what's the best way for them to access you?
Well, I have a website. It's www.wendysharfman, that's SCHARFMAN.com. There's a blog post on there. My blogs are posted all over the place under my name, and I have a phone number, which is 917-406-9773.
Got it. Very good. Wendy Sharfman, who's based in the New York City metropolitan area, is an expert in the art of communications, and that's an art we can all get a little better at. Wendy, fascinating subject. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the Burke Allen Show today, and best of luck.
Oh, my pleasure, and thanks so much for having me.
You're very welcome. Now, go out and make it a great day, and thanks, everyone, for listening. I'm Burke Allen in Washington, D.C. Have a great day.